Hi, my name is Mary Byerly. Welcome to Panacea Yoga. These audio classes are designed to give you a well-balanced home practice. You should already be familiar with basic yoga poses and have been doing some yoga for a while, possibly a year. If you have any significant medical conditions, please don't do these classes without having first checked with your medical advisors. Also, as some of these classes include inversions, women who are menstruating should not do those poses. Instead, do something nice for yourself, something like a nice wide-legged child's pose or an other nice, gentle forward bend. Beyond that, listen to your body. I'll give you the directions for going into the physical postures or asanas. You have the responsibility to listen and respect to what your body tells you about how far to go. Make this practice your practice. Keep your breath flowing in and out through your nose. If at any point you hear your breath getting forced or ragged, it's your body's way of telling you to back off a bit. Be sensible and sensitive. And most of all, have fun. Enjoy focusing and opening your body, your mind, and your soul. This audio yoga class is called Balance. There are a number of poses which will require you to find balance, not just to hold yourself up, to also look internally and externally at balance in your body and your life. For this class, you'll want to have two yoga blocks or bricks by the sides of your mat, a strap, and a blanket or two for sitting on and using during shoulder stand. This class was recorded September 23rd at Panacea de la Montaña on the Pacific coast of Costa Rica. You may even hear one of the howler monkeys during this class as they were there encouraging us all to balance and have fun. Good morning and welcome to yoga this morning. Here we are in the beautiful tropical rainforest of Costa Rica at Panacea de la Montaña. If you hear some funny noises off in the backgrounds, we do have some monkeys out there in the trees this morning, so hopefully you'll hear them as we go through the class. This morning's class is going to be about some balance. So get yourself in your comfortable seated position. Find and use some blankets if you need to. By the way, during this class, you may want to have at least two blankets and two blocks with you, one on each side of your mat. I don't think you'll be needing a strap, but you never know, it can always come in handy. So if you have a strap or a belt that you can use, bring that and have that by the side of your mat as well. All right, with yourself. Now what I want you to do is feel your sit bones reaching down either into your mat or your blanket. Kind of wiggle yourself a little bit back and forth, side to side, front and back. And I want you to find where you can feel your sit bones connecting down. Because some of us have some ways our body has gotten accustomed to being, sometimes we tend to have our hips tilted back, in which case the sit bones are coming more forward, or the hips tilted forward, in which case the sit bones are going more back. Try to see if you can find right in the middle of that so that your sit bones are neither reaching back nor reaching forward, but reaching right down. Excellent. Now, take your hands by your sides. Taking and placing your fingers on the ground, either doming your hands or if you can get your hands flat on the ground, doing that. And feel yourself reaching your shoulder blades down and into your upper back as well. Reach down through the sit bones again and let yourself lift up through the crown of your head. Feel your spine just nicely elongating itself out of your pelvis. Keep feeling your sit bones reaching down. Excellent. Now that we are grounded and balanced, go ahead and relax your hands either onto your legs or in your lap. If you'd like to hold a mudra, finding your mudra. And then gently closing your eyes. Beginning to follow your breath now. Just feeling that beautiful pattern of it coming in and out of your body. As you feel the beautiful pattern of your breath, just simply notice if your inhales and exhales are the same length. It's okay if they're not, but just take your awareness there. Now gently start to feel where the air goes in your body as you breathe in. and where it goes in your body as it breathes out. Right now, we're just opening our awareness of how that breath is traveling throughout your body and seeing where all it goes as it comes in and out. This is that beautiful pattern of bringing energy in and letting things go that we can no longer use, that our body does for us with every breath. It's a great balance that our body does for us every day. Now feeling this from the inside out, feeling this beautiful balance of bringing energy in and letting go of things your body can no longer use, take a moment to find your intention for your practice this morning and to whom you dedicate your practice today. With that in mind now, bring your palms together and thumbs to your heart. And let's chant Om 3 times. Breathing in. May we practice together in balance and harmony. Namaste. Okay, now switch the cross of your legs so the other leg is on top or in front. Let's warm up the arms just a little bit. Inhaling them up overhead and exhaling back and down. Find this with the pattern of your breath at least 2 or 3 more times. Warming up your shoulders, taking nice big inhales up and nice big exhales as your arms come down. Now, just reaching up through the right arm. Leave the left hand down. Inhale that right arm up. Ground down into that sit bone and tiptoe the fingertips of your left hand over to the side. Reach down into your right sit bone and lift the fingertips overhead. Stretch out the right side body. Take a couple nice, beautiful deep breaths into this side. Finding yourself grounding down as much as you're reaching up. Find the balance of those 2 ends of your body and breathe and open in between them. And with an exhale, bring that arm on down. Inhale the other arm up. Grounding through that left sit bone and exhale. Again, tiptoe now the right arm out to the side. Grounding down through the left sit bone, reaching up through the left fingertips. Expand with each inhale, exhale, opening. Find one more breath. And with a nice big exhale, let's bring that left arm down. Good. Bring the legs out in front. Stretch them out in front of you. If you're sitting on blankets, go ahead and stay sitting on blankets. If it feels more comfortable sitting on the ground and you can keep your spine nice and tall, go ahead and move off the blankets onto the ground. Reach both sit bones down, whichever way you're at. Make sure you've pulled the flesh out from under the sit bones so you can reach the sit bones down nicely. And again, see if you feel balance between the 2 of them and that your pelvis is also in a neutral position. Reach out now through your heels. Start to open up the back of the legs a little bit. Reach your knees down and into the ground. Feel your inner thighs rooting down into the ground. Feel your upper body starting to lift up and out of this. And with one more inhale, let's take both arms up. Go ahead and clasp the hands together and turn the palms up towards the roof. Reaching down through the sit bones and reaching up through the palms in an equal measure. Take a couple nice deep breaths here. Feel this opening of your body. And feel your front and back body now. Do they feel like they're working equally? Can you find balance in the muscles between the front and the back? How about your sides? Does your right and left side feel like they're working and lifting equally? Take another breath. And on the exhale, unclasp the hands and bring them down. Alrighty, let's go ahead and bend the legs, plant your feet. And what I want you to do right now is I want you to come into a squat so that you're balancing on your toes and your sit bones are on your heels. Move any blankets off of your mat. Get them out of the way. Go ahead and make sure that your heels are on your sit bones and your sit bones are on your heels. You may want to start using a gazing spot that we call a drishti in Sanskrit, but somewhere out in front of your mat. Find and use that spot to help your balance. And right now, bring your hands into that Anjali Mudra or prayer position in front of your heart once again. Reflecting once again upon your intention and dedication. Excellent. Now, go ahead and take a nice inhale here. On the exhale, drop your hands down. And take and lift your sit bones up, drop your heels down to the ground, coming into a first forward bend. Bring your hands up above your knees and inhale into a nice flat back position. Feel your sit bones reaching back and the crown of your head reaching out away from you. And on the exhale, just gently let your hands slide back down. Use a block if you need to support your hands if you can't get all the way down to the ground. Take a few breaths here. Let your breath run up and down the back of your legs, starting to warm up your hamstring group. Find and feel yourself reaching down into your feet and lift that energy up through your legs. Start to lift up from your kneecaps. Move your inner thighs back behind you. One more breath. On an inhale, start to lower down through your sit bones and come back into your squat. Bring your sit bones on top of your heels. All right, and once again, let's find our gazing spot and hands in that Anjali Mudra or prayer position. And we're going to do the same thing one more time. Go ahead and inhale. Take a nice deep breath. Drop the hands down. And on the exhale, lift up through the sit bones. Reach down through the crown of your head, coming into forward bend. Take a couple more breaths here. If you like, inhale up into that flat back position again. Get extension in the spine. And then on the exhale, dip down one more time. Beautiful. Those of you guys that know about Ujjayi breathing, this is a great time to start using that. Now inhale again and let's come back into our squat. Hands into prayer position. Now this one, we're going to move up and down, balancing on our toes. If that's not comfortable for your knees or your hips, just go ahead and come into standing and wait for us there. If you can, you're going to have your feet hugging together, your knees and your hips hugging together. They'll provide stability. We're going to keep our hands in front of the heart. And on an inhale, we're going to lift all the way up. Ready? Here we go. Inhale. Start to stand up. Stay on the toes if you can. Lift the arms up overhead. And on the exhale, bring it back down, keeping your shoulders over your hips if you can. Inhale back up. Let's do this twice more. Hug your hips and your knees together. And exhale down. One more time. Nice stability in the body. Inhale, come back and up. Reach your heels down, lift the arms up overhead. Take another inhale, and on the exhale, a slight back bend. Stretch and open, especially through the front body. Root down through your heels. Inhale, bring the hands up overhead. And exhale, bring your hands in front of your heart. Beautiful. So we're going to move into sun salutations. Go ahead and come up towards the front of your mat. If your legs are feeling warm enough, keep the inner edges of your feet together now in your mountain pose. If they're not quite warmed up yet, keep them underneath your hips. Find your mountain pose or Tadasana. Reach down through the four corners of each foot, ground it into the earth, and lift that energy up through your body. Bring the hands together in front of the heart. Take an inhale, reflecting on your intention. On the exhale, bow your head down. Inhale, lift the arms up overhead. Nice big extension. Exhale, back to forward bend. Beautiful folding forward. Move the inner thighs back as you come down. Inhale, lift up into that flat back position. Exhale, release down for three more breaths. Take a look at your shins. Try to get them perpendicular to the floor. Lift up through the kneecaps. Stack the knees on top of the ankles. One more breath. On an inhale, lightly lift up and look forward. On the exhale, bend your right knee and take it back into lunge. Right foot back. Take a breath here. Reach back through that back heel. Reach forward through your front shin. Hug in with that left hip. Inhale. On the exhale, drop your right knee down and bring the top of that foot down. Inhale. Bring your pelvis forward and lift up through your heart. Extend the spine. Exhale. Rock your pelvis back and start to lift up the toes of your left foot. If you can, pressing down with the femur bone. That's it. We feel our hamstrings here. Good. Inhale. Come back forward. Plant the hands down. Curl your back toe under and lift that right leg and walk yourself back into plank. Take a breath here. Again, finding balance into your body, supporting weight equally through both arms. One more breath. Inhale. On the exhale, bring both knees down, top of both feet. Sink it back into child's pose. Reach your sit bones back towards your heels. Now on the inhale, you're going to come forward, come up and onto your knees, and exhale, then bring the pelvis down, lift up through the heart. Spread across the collarbones. Wrap your upper arms. This is preparing us for our up dog, down dog transitions. On an exhale, move back into child's pose. Use your own breath now. Inhale, come forward the same way, up and onto your knees, then lower through the hips, lift up through the heart. Exhale back to child's pose. Nice big ujjayi breathing or warrior breath. One more time. Inhale forward. Lifting with the heart. Tailbone nice and long. Inner thighs lifting. Exhale. Take it onto the knees. Curl under with the toes. Now going up into first down dog. Gently. Reaching down into your hands. Reaching down through your heels. We're going to take between 5 to 10 breaths here to warm our bodies into this, our first down dog of the day. Find and make sure that your thumb and first finger are anchored down into your mat. Those are the edges that like to lift up a little bit. Then wrap from your deltoids, the outer part of your arms, underneath your arms. Finding that beautiful spreading again across your upper back. Reach into your upper back with your shoulder blades. Lift the underside of your body up from your wrists up through your waist and from your ankles up through your waist. Start descending down through your inner heels while your inner thighs are moving back. One more nice deep inhale and exhale. And on your next inhale, look between your hands and bring that right leg forward, back again into lunge. Reaching forward through that front shin, reach back through the back heel. Take a breath to get that beautiful extension of your spine. Inhale, and on the exhale, now bring the left knee down, top of the foot down. On your next inhale, hugging with the right hip, bring the pelvis forward and lift up through the heart, long tailbone. Exhale, rock back. Start to lift up the toes of your right foot. Press your femur bone down. Press the inner thigh down. Lift up the toes just a little bit more. Love those hamstrings. Inhale, come on forward. Curl your back toe under. Lift up that leg and step forward with an exhale back to forward bend. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Lift up into flat back position. Exhale, fold back down. With a nice strong inhale, push into your feet and lift your upper body. Reach up with the arms. And exhale, bring the hands back in front of the heart. Once again, a great time to reflect on your dedication. Inhale, exhale, bow the head down. Inhale the arms up. And exhale, fold. Once again, forward bend. Take an inhale, lift and lengthen the spine. On your exhale, bend the knees and take the left leg back into lunge. A breath here to stretch back through the back heel, forward through the front shin. Inhale, and on the exhale, drop the back knee down, left foot down again. On the inhale, lift up with both arms overhead. Find your balance, hugging in with that right hip, left inner thighs moving towards the back of your mat. Take an inhale, and on the exhale, if it's comfortable, bring your pelvis forward. Keep your spine long, though. Keep your arm bones in the sockets. Relax the top of your shoulders. As much energy in your arms as you have right now in your lower body, everything working equally. One more breath. Beautiful, you guys. Exhale, bring the hands down. Inhale, curl the back toe under, lift the leg, and exhale, step back into plank. Plank position, beautiful, strong, strength-building position. Reach down through the arms, lift in through the underside of your body to lift up. Excellent. One more time. Let's bring the knees down, top of the feet down. Establish a line of energy between your knees and the crown of your head. Inhale, and on the exhale, slowly as you can, lower yourself down. Hug your elbows into your side. Gently, 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 gently. Beautiful. Once you're on your belly, lightly lift up through your chest. Keep the shoulder blades down the back, arms hugged into your body. Exhale, start to come up into downward facing dog. Come onto the knees, curl the toes under. Stretch it up and back through the sit bones. descend down through the inner heels. Reach the hands down into the mat. Lift from the underside of your body up, balancing your body's tendency to go with gravity. Feel the balance of reaching down into the earth and then lifting that earth energy up and into your body in this pose, wherever you're at. Doesn't matter if your hamstrings are tight, if your low back is tight. Find the ways in which you can start to bring a little bit more opening with your breath. Beautiful. One more nice deep inhale and exhale here. And looking between the hands, bring your left foot forward on an inhale, step it forward back into lunge. Reaching back through that back heel, forward through the crown of the head. Inhale again, and on the exhale, bring the right knee down, top of the foot down. On the inhale, we're going to lift the arms up overhead once again. Hugging in with that left hip. Take a nice big inhale, stability in your lower body. On the exhale, bring the pelvis forward, finding your comfort zone. Feel the opening on the inner thigh of that right leg. Feel that left hip hugging in. Energy up through the arms as much as you have in your legs right now. Beautiful. Exhale, bring the hands down. On the inhale, curl the toes of the back leg under and lift that leg. Exhale, step forward into forward bend. Inhale, lift up and lengthen the spine, and exhale, fold back down. With beautiful strong legs, reach into the earth and inhale your body up, lifting that energy up through your legs, through your arms, and exhale them in front of the heart. Otra vez, or one more. Inhale the arms up. Exhale, fold, forward bend. Uttanasana. Inhale, lift and lengthen the spine. On the exhale, bend the legs, take the right leg back, once again into lunge. Establish your line of energy through the crown of your head and through that back heel. If you want, you can take that knee down. If you can, leave the knee lifted up, and once again, inhale the arms up overhead, palms facing each other. Breathe. Establish stability in your legs. The inner thigh of your back leg is lifting strongly while you're reaching forward through the left shin. Gain stability by hugging your hips together, and then see how even and balanced they feel right now. Is your left hip in even proportion with your right? Lengthen the tailbone, lift through the front of the pelvis if you can, and reach that energy up and into your arms. One more breath. Beautiful balance, everyone. Exhale, bring the hands down, walk your left leg back into plank. Find plank pose here. See, some of you are actually relieved to go into plank pose now. Great. Reach out through the crown of the head, out through the heels. Inhale, first full yoga push-up, or take it down to the knees if you need to. Kataranga, gently lower down with an exhale. Inhale, lifting up through the heart, come onto the top of the feet, upward facing dog, Urdhva Mukha. Exhale, Adho Mukha, downward facing dog. That is going to be the vinyasa we're going to use through the rest of this class. So any time that you want to do that vinyasa, those are the moves that we're doing. Upper plank position, down into Kataranga Dandasana, or the yoga push-up. Inhaling with consciousness into upward facing dog, and exhaling with consciousness into downward facing dog, which is where we're at right now. Take three more breaths here. See again where balance is happening in your body, how you're feeling and experiencing that right now. Taking a look in between your hands on an inhale, bring that right leg forward again to lunge. Stretching forward through the front shin, back through the back heel. Again, finding if you want to bring that back knee down, or just inhale and lift the arms up overhead. Once again, find your balance. Stability. Lifting the inner thigh of the left leg, hugging in with that right hip, pushing forward through the right shin. Inhale here, hugging those hips together. On the exhale, maybe you can ground down a little bit more and lower down while you're lifting up through the arms. Nice long tailbone. Feel the evenness of your pelvis. Some of you are tending to drop into that left hip. Be mindful of lifting the front of that left hip. Hug in with the right. One more breath. Excellent. Exhale. Take the hands down. Let's walk it right back into plank. Inhale here into plank, building a little bit more heat. Exhale mindfully down into Kataranga Yoga Push-Up. Inhale, lengthen through the front of the spine as you lift up and broaden across the collarbones. And exhale, curl the toes under, push up and back through the sit bones and the belly. Come into Downward Facing Dog, Adho Mukha. Beautiful. Find now that we've done a few of these, how more you can open your body, how more you can ground your body at the same time. Some of you are taking it real easy on your hamstrings today. See if you can reach the inner heels down a little bit more and reach back through the inner thighs behind you a little bit more. Those of you guys that need to open up your low back, See if you can reach and ground down through your hands, wrap those outer arms, and lift from your wrists up through your waist, through those sit bones. Expand your spine. All right, looking between your hands. On an inhale, I want you to take a look, and on the exhale, either walk or jump yourself forward, back into your forward bend. Inhale, lift and lengthen the spine, and exhale, dip down. Inhale, we're coming all the way up. Nice, strong legs. Lift up through the arms. And exhale, bring that energy right to your heart. We're moving into tree pose now, so I want you to find your left foot directly underneath your pelvis. Start to strengthen into that leg, and you're going to lift your right leg up. Either first starting position is with your heel just to the inside of your left ankle. Second position is bringing your right foot up to the inside of the left calf. Or third position is coming all the way up to the inner thigh of that left leg. Choose your option, what works for you and your balance today. Use your gazing spot. Right now, leaving your hands reaching down, I want you to strengthen into that left leg, pressing that left leg into your right leg. Now find and feel where your pelvis is at. Does it feel like it's still nice and even? A lot of times we start to bring that left hip forward. Try to keep both of your hips even with the front of your mat. Tuck under with your tailbone, bring the pit of the abdomen in and up. With your hands in that Anjali Mudra prayer position, take an inhale if you have your balance and leave your hand, let your hands float overhead, reaching up towards the sky. Breathe into this. Reach down through your roots. Reach up through your branches. One more nice deep inhale and exhale. Excellent. And on an exhale, gently start to bring your hands back and down. Then release your leg. Just have your feet hip-width apart. With an inhale, lift your arms up overhead. And exhale, fold forward. Inhale, lift up and lengthen. And on the exhale, fold down one more time. And with an inhale, bring yourself all the way up. Nice strong legs. Lift the arms up overhead. And exhale the hands in front of the heart. Our right leg is going to be the standing leg this time. Make sure that is directly underneath your hip. Find where you want to position your left foot. Either with your left heel on your right ankle, your left foot to the inside of that calf, or up above to the inner thigh. You just don't want to push that foot into the knee. Whichever position you find, then find your gazing spot. Let your hands release down towards the ground for a minute to lower your center of gravity. Reaching down, get that right leg nice and strong, and press that leg into the foot of the left leg. Find your pelvis. See if your hips are neutral towards the front of your mat. Adjust as needed. A lot of times we have to draw back with that right hip now and just gently press the left side of the sacrum forward. Tuck under with the tailbone, bring that pit of the abdomen in and up, and bring the hands in the Anjali Mudra in front of your heart. Take an inhale, and on the exhale, lift the arms up overhead, grounding down through your roots, establishing your tree pose. If your shoulders are feeling good, you can always keep the hands together. If that feels a little tight, go ahead and separate your hands shoulder width apart as you have them overhead. But reach equally up and root equally down. Beautiful, strong trees. On the exhale now, bring your hands down back to the heart. Release your leg. Feet both underneath the hips. With a nice big inhale, let's inhale the arms up once again. And exhale, fold back into forward bend, Uttanasana. Inhale, lift and lengthen through the spine. And exhale, walk or jump yourself back into plank. Take a nice inhale here in plank. Feel the balance of your body weight carried by the four corners. And exhale, gently lower down with consciousness. Inhale, lift up. Extend your spine through your tailbone, through the crown of your head. And exhale, Adho Mukha, downward facing dog. Make sure you keep your awareness and consciousness with you as you transition in between poses. It's not just about getting to the next pose, but it's about how well you use your body in between each of the poses as well. Take two more breaths. And now let's go into a couple more standing balance poses. On your next inhale, step your right foot forward and lower your left heel down to the mat. Stand yourself up. We're going to go into position for triangle pose. So the toes of your right foot now are going to be aiming towards the front of your mat. Your right heel intersects the arch of your left foot back behind you. So get that lined up. Then bring your left toes in, just slightly if you're not being used to this, or about halfway, 45 degrees if you've been doing this for a while. Anchor down into both of your feet. Get your legs feeling nice and strong. If you're not sure about how wide you should go, a great measure is to take your arms up and then look, and your feet should be about underneath where your wrists are. Grounding down into your feet, nice and strong. Now feel both of your inner thighs move away from each other. You want to externally wrap both legs. So you can even take your hands onto your thighs and move them out towards the outside of your body. Tuck under with your tailbone, lift the pit of the abdomen, and again, see if you feel balanced in your pelvis. Your right hip and left hip should feel nice and even and angled towards the long side of your mat. With the arms up now, if you've let them go down, bring the shoulder blades down the back and extend out through the fingertips without letting the arm bones go out of the socket. Take a nice inhale, and on the exhale, you're going to reach that right arm as far over your right leg as you can, and then take it down into your triangle pose, Trikonasana. Extend that right side body as you come down. Don't go so far that you lose that feeling of having your body nicely balanced. Feel the energy of your legs carrying your body weight. Reach down into your bottom arm, reach up through the top arm. Extend through the crown of your head, reach out and back through that left leg. One more breath. Now we're going to move into a balanced pose called half moon. So on the exhale, just drop your top arm, bring it down to your side. Start to turn and look at your right foot, and then come up, bend that right leg, come up and over that, and take your right hand down underneath your shoulder. If it doesn't feel comfortable going all the way down to the ground, grab onto a brick. Have that underneath your hand. Your foot, your hand, usually ends up being about a foot in front of your foot towards the pinky toe side. Reach out through your back leg. You're aiming to try to stack your pelvis, your left hip up on top of your right. So see if you can ground down to that right foot a little bit more and lift up that left hip and stack it on top. Push out through your right heel. Push out through your left heel. Reach out through the crown of the head. One more breath. Nice work, everyone. And we're going to dance us back in a triangle. So on an exhale, start to bend your leg and lightly drop your left heel down. Reestablish your triangle pose. Reach down through your right arm. Reach up through your left. One more breath. Excellent. Start to lift up your left heel. Turn forward, bend your right knee, and take your hands down. You can walk yourself into plank if you want another vinyasa, or down dog, or child's pose if you need to rest. If you're doing your vinyasa, take a nice inhale and lengthen into plank, and exhale, gently lower down into your yoga push-up. Inhale, lift up through the heart, Urdhva Mukha. Exhale, downward facing dog. Very nice. Beautiful. Find again and feel the balance of your body in this pose. Feel how it just keeps getting stronger, more flexible with each time you do your yoga. Beautiful. Are we ready? Let's step forward with that inhale, that left leg forward. Position for triangle pose again. Stand it on up. This time the toes of your left foot are aiming towards the front of your mat, and your left heel lines up with the arch of your right foot. Bring your right toes in between 30 to 45 degrees. Now get grounded into your feet. Feel your legs getting nice and strong and rooting down into the earth. Find your inner thighs. Move them out away from each other. Get external rotation. Your left knee should be lining up with your left middle toes. Find your pelvis now and move that so that it gets nice and even. Still aim towards that long side of your mat. But right hip and left hip are balanced, front and back. It's not tilted one way or the other. Ground down through the feet again if you've lost that. Check your front knee if you've lost that. Tuck under with the tailbone. Lift the pit of the abdomen up and inhale. Bring the arms up into position and exhale. The shoulder blades down the back. Take a nice inhale here. And on the exhale, reach, reach, reach over that left leg. Bring your hand down after you've extended that left side body and come once again into triangle pose, Trikonasana. Breathe. Finding balance of the work in your body here. Every part of you is working equally. Legs are nice and strongly grounding, especially that left leg is strongly externally wrapping. We're lifting and trying to stack that right hip on top of the left. Extending out through the left side body. Right arm is reaching up over left. If you're comfortable, you're either looking forward. If you're really comfortable, slightly take your head back and then turn to look up at your top thumb. And now we're ready to go into our balance. Exhale, bring your right arm down. Start to look at your left leg. Come up over your left leg, lightly bending it. Then bring your left hand down underneath your shoulder, either to your blocks or to the floor. balancing on that left leg. The left leg is strong. Reach down through that left leg. Lift up now through the right hip and see if you can stack it on top of the left. Pushing out strongly through that right heel. Reach out through the crown of the head. Arms are lifting away from each other. Become a starfish right now. Every part of you is growing out of your center. One more breath. Nice balance, everyone. Now for that dance back into triangle. As gently as you can, drop your right foot back down and reestablish your triangle pose. Breathe in. You made it. Inhale. Lift up the right heel. Start to turn towards your front leg. Plant your hands down. Walk it back again into either plank, down dog, or rest it out in child's pose. Make your choice. For your vinyasa, take your consciousness with you. Inhale and gently exhale yourself down into your yoga push-up. Kataranga. Inhale, lift up through the heart, lengthen that front body. Beautiful. Exhale, down dog. Nice. Reach down through the heels. Reach up through the sit bones. Reach down into your palms, especially the thumb and first finger. Wrap your outer arms under and lift the energy from the wrists up through your waist. See if you can start to get that balance of feeling, of lift and descension. Excellent. Ready for a little more balance? I thought I'd get an enthusiastic yes from everyone. Now bring that bring that right foot forward again. This time we're going to come into position for warrior one. Step your right foot forward, drop the left heel down, and stand up. Right foot, the toes are again aiming towards the front of your mat. Now this time what I want you to do is I want you to pick up your left heel and slightly swing it back towards the back of your mat and set it back down. I want you to get internal rotation happening on the inside of your left inner thigh. Reach back into that back heel. That's our grounding point for the moment. Reach into the big toe mound of your front foot, your right foot. Now tuck your tailbone and then see if you can bring your hips parallel with the front of your mat. Means right heel back and left hip forward. Tuck under with the sit bones. Lift through the front of the pelvis. All right, this is just our starting point. Now we're going to go from here into warrior three. So if you think you're going to want both of your bricks for warrior three, have one on each side of your mat to help you out right now. And then let's go ahead and inhale, bring the arms up. Exhale, fold the front knee. Just lightly bend the right knee. Come into warrior one, Virabhadrasana one. Keep balance between weight into your back heel and into your front foot. Don't let it all come into your right foot. Feel yourself balance with the work of reaching down and into the earth and lifting that energy up through your body. Find the shoulder blades down the back and that heart lifting. We're asking for support in our next balance pose. Ready? Take a big inhale and on the exhale, start to come up and over your right leg. Bend it slightly and then either extend your hands out in front, take them back behind you for a little bit easier, or down to your bricks if you need help with balance. We're balancing on that right leg. Get it strong. Push down that right leg and lift up through the right hip. Now on the exhales, you want to start lightly dropping that left hip a little bit and make sure that the knees and the toes of the left foot are now angling towards the ground. Push back through that left heel. Reach out through the arms or the crown of your head. One more breath. You can do it. And let's once again dance into warrior one. Gently bend your right leg. Exhale, drop that left heel down. Lift up through the arms. Wahoo, you made it. Good job. And on the exhale, take your hands down. Walk yourself back either to plank, to down dog, or rest in child's pose. From plank position, nice big inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, folding down with consciousness. Inhale up, upward facing dog, Urdhva Mukha. Lift those inner thighs. Exhale, Adho Mukha, downward dog. Let the exhale drive up and back through those sit bones and down through your heels. Beautiful. Such a great morning to be doing yoga. Now we need to balance out our body, so we have to do the other side. Take an inhale, bring that left foot forward, stand it up. Position is going to be for Virabhadrasana 1, warrior 1. Left toes are aiming towards the front of the mat. Lift up your right heel just slightly, turn it towards the back of your mat a little bit more, set it down so you get that internal rotation in your right inner thigh this time. Sink down into that heel. That's our grounding point and the big toe mound in your left foot. Tuck under with the tailbone and then bring that left hip slightly back, right hip forward, trying to get it even with the front of your mat. It may not go all the way today, but that's what we're aiming for. Ground into your legs. Feel that energy lifting up through your body, through your pelvis. And let's inhale the arms up. Exhale, fold the left knee, coming into full warrior one. If your knee extends past your ankle, by the way, scoot that front foot a little bit farther forward. Find balance, though, in your pelvis. Know that you're working equally with your body, or both side bodies lifting equally. All right, we're ready for our balance pose. Take an inhale. On the exhale, bend further into that left leg. Start to come up and over it. Again, hands either forward, taking them down to the bricks, or back behind you. Choose your option. Either way, get strong in that left leg. Reach down in that leg and lift up through that hip so you can lower down a little bit more through the right. Push out through the heel of the right foot, pointing the toes down towards the ground. Reach out through the crown of the head. Reach out through the arms if you're using them in front. One more. Nice, beautiful work for the bandhas. You guys will know that. And we're going to dance it back into Warrior One. Lightly drop the back foot back. Reach up through the arms. Fold the front knee. Virabhadrasana One. Beautiful. On an exhale, bring your hands down. Once again, everyone, walk it back into Down Dog. Feel your body reaching into the four corners as you establish this pose. Push down through the inner heels. Reach the inner thighs back. Lift from the kneecaps up and into your waist. Lift from your wrists up the underside of your body. One more breath. Beautiful. Let's bring it into plank pose one more time. Take a nice inhale here, and I want you to make sure that your right hand is directly underneath your shoulder. And then we're going to go over into side plank or Vasisthasana. Take an inhale, lengthen on the exhale. Start to come over onto weight bearing on your right hand and the outside of the right foot. Stack the left foot on top. Breathe. Those of you guys that need to, you can drop that right knee down. But find your equalness of reaching down with the right hand and lifting up through the left. Feel the underside of your right side body lifting up and into you. One more breath. Beautiful work, everyone. Exhale, bring it over back into plank. If you need to, take a rest. Push back into down dog, and then exhale, come back into plank. Make sure now your left hand is directly underneath your left shoulder. Inhale, length. Exhale, come over onto the left hand, supporting your body weight, left side of your left foot. Stack your right foot on top if you can. Push down and lift up equally. Find the inside of your left side body lifting up and shining like a half moon in your body. One more breath. Nice work, everyone. Exhale, come back over into regular plank for a moment. And then take an exhale and push it up back into down dog. Beautiful. We need to charge our arms up a little bit, so that's a nice way of bringing energy into your upper body. Take a nice exhale then, everyone. Drop down onto the knees. Take the top of the feet down. Sink it back into child's pose for a moment. Take a look at what's going on inside of you. Noticing how poses, how activities of yoga can change things from the inside out. Look at what's going on in your mind, in your emotions. Staying in touch with the wisdom that you have within you. Reflecting on your dedication. All right, we're going to work into our preparation pose now for headstand, which is dolphin pose. Those of you guys that have shoulder issues right now that know this is not the pose for you, I suggest that you pause this and go to some alternative shoulder stretches that you've been working with a health professional. Those of you guys that this is comfortable for you, come up and onto your knees. Drop your elbows down to the mat. Take and wrap your fingers around the outside of your elbows, making sure all your fingers wrap around there. And that's your way to check that your elbows are right underneath the shoulders. Keeping the elbows there, take the hands back out in front and clasp the hands together. What you're going to do is you're going to go up, just like you do in down dog, except now you're on your forearms and hands. So again, think about balance and where you're carrying weight in this. Take a nice big inhale. Curl the toes under, and on the exhale, push up and back through the sit bones again. Your head should not touch the ground in this. Reach down through your outer elbows and lift up both side bodies. Lift the inner elbows up and into your body as well. Those of you guys comfortable in your hamstrings, you're reaching down through your heels. If your hamstrings are not comfortable with this, go ahead and bend your legs in this. This is about your shoulders, not your legs in this one. Breathe in. Try to hold this for five more breaths, but come down anytime your shoulders tell you you should. Listen to your body. Take responsibility. Three more. You have a balance of reaching down and lifting up in your body right now. One more. Beautiful work, everyone. Exhale, gently bring the knees down, top of the feet down, and rest it back into child's pose one more time. For those of you guys that have an active headstand practice, this is the time that you're going to pause this and go into your headstand. Those of you guys who have not done an active headstand practice or have not been doing it recently, check and have a good yoga teacher work with you on that pose. Don't try to do it by yourself at home. We don't want you getting hurt. All right. So what we're going to do is we're now going to move into a little bit other stuff. What I want you to do is everyone is just lightly lift your body up slightly. Take your knees out towards the outer edges of your mat and bring your big toes together. Just take an inhale, lift up through your front body, and on the exhale, fold yourself forward into a nice wide leg child's pose right now. Reach your sit bones back towards your heels. Let your forehead, your chest release down. Take a couple more breaths here, especially if you've done your headstand. Take a look at what is going on inside of you, how things have changed from going upside down. What differences are there in the qualities of your mind, of your emotions right now? Start paying attention. All right, bring your hands underneath your shoulders and mindfully sit yourself up. You're going to go ahead. We're moving into a forward bend right now. So if you know you need a blanket to sit on, if you can't keep your back straight while you're sitting with your legs extended out front, grab onto a blanket and get yourself sitting on the edge of it. For those of you that have very tight hamstrings, I do recommend using a strap with this one. What we're going to do is we're going to keep the right leg out in front. We're going to draw the left leg in towards your body. What I want you to do is you're bending that left leg and it's going out towards your left side. Bring the heel of your left leg, if you can, to the inner thigh of your left leg and the toes against the inner thigh of your right. If your hips are a little tight, you're going to have both the heel and the toes against your right inner thigh. Right here, I want you to take your hands by your hips and lift up through the upper body. Look at your left knee. If it doesn't easily go down to the ground, grab onto either another blanket or one of your blocks so that you can push that knee down and into something. That's part of our grounding of this pose. Now, I want you to lightly draw that right leg back into your body and gently push the left side of your sacrum forward so we even our pelvis back out. Now here, one more nice big inhale, and on the exhale, turn your belly button towards your right knee. Excellent. So everyone, what I want you to do now, if you're using the strap, you're going to wrap the strap around the bottom of the foot and use that to lift up through your front body. Everyone who's not using the strap, I want you to then inhale your arms up. Whichever one you're doing, I want you to exhale and start to move forward from your pelvis. Those of you guys with your arms extended, you're going to allow your hands to drop down. Those of you guys using the strap, we're going to keep using the strap to open up the elbows and gently walk your hands down. Starting from your low back, first your pelvis is coming forward. Then take a couple breaths and breathe into your low back. Feel that expand as you gently move forward. Those of you guys that know that your hamstrings are tight or this feels really tough for your low back, take it nice and easy. Breathe into your low back one more time and gently feel each of those vertebrae rounding. Breathe in, lift up through your front body again and breathe into your mid-back. And on the exhale, feel your mid-back and those vertebrae expanding and lengthening. Breathe in once again, lift up through the sternum, and exhale, start to allow the upper back now, and shoulders start to come forward. If you've been there for the last 10 breaths ahead of us, then you lost a lot of chance to lengthen through your low breath. Always start over again and let that low back get its chance to lengthen gently first. That just means that you know your upper back's flexible, but you avoid working with your low back, so this is for you. Take three more breaths here. Inner thigh is moving down on the right leg, reaching out through that foot, drawing the outer edge of the foot back and in towards the hip, pressing down through the left knee. One more. And with a nice big inhale, start to lift your upper body. Switch legs. Let your left leg be out straight in front of you, the right knee drawn in. Right foot drawn in. Bring the toes against the inner thigh of the left leg, heel going to the inside of that right leg, or heel to the inside of the left leg, depending on your hip flexibility. Take your hands by your sides, and again, as you're lifting up, make sure you have any support underneath that right knee that you need to so it can reach down. Take and draw your left leg into its socket, Gently bring the right side of the sacrum forward. Another nice inhale here, and on the exhale, turn the belly button towards that left knee. Good. Again, either use the strap, or we're going to inhale the arms up. Make your choice. Lift up through the front body, whichever one you're doing, and on the exhale, first allow the movement to come from the pelvis and low back. Those who had your arms extended up, bring your hands down either on your leg or to your foot. Inhale, everyone, and lengthen that low back. Exhale, start to expand from there for at least 2 to 3 breaths. Breathe in. Get aware of what it feels like down there, especially if it feels tight. Let your breath and awareness start to help teach you about your back. Breathe in now, and exhale. Start to round each of the vertebrae gently in your low back. Breathe into your mid-back. Lengthen. Exhale, expand, and gently round there. Breathe in again, a nice deep breath, lift up through the sternum, and on the exhale, now allow your shoulders, your upper back, and your head to come down. Beautiful. Let's take 3 to 5 more breaths here. Reaching down with the inner thigh of that left leg, lengthening out through the inner heel, drawing the outer edge of that foot back and in towards the hip. Pressing down with that right knee to help expand the low back. These are some beautiful forward bends. Nice work, everyone. With a nice big inhale, start to lift up your upper body, mid-back, and low back, just as you went into it. Good consciousness. All right. So now, since we've been doing some balancing the rest of the class, we're going to do a twist that requires some balance as well. It's a fun one, and you may not do it very often. But since it's a balanced class, it's a great way to balance in your twist. What I want you to do is I want you to bend your left leg so that that knee is pointing out towards the center of your front of your mat. That heel is now close to your right buttock. What I want you to do is I want you to lift your body up and actually sit on that heel. The outside edge of your right foot is going to push down into the mat, and your foot is actually going to end up facing back behind you. This is where the balance comes in. Now, if this doesn't feel good on your body, you can put a blanket underneath your foot, between your foot and the mat, or in between your foot and your body. All right, so far so good. Now, bend your right leg and place that to the inside of your left shin right here. That's our starting point. To do the actual full pose, we're going to lift up this right leg and take that foot to the outside of your left thigh. Press the big toe mound down and into the ground. If for some reason it doesn't go all the way down or doesn't want to, grab onto a blanket and sit on between a blanket between your heel and your buttocks. All right, might feel a little weird right now. We're going to be twisting towards the right. Take that right hand back behind you. Press down through your left leg and press down through the inner edge of your right foot. Lift up your spine nice and tall. And on the exhale, start moving from low in your body. Wrap your left arm around your left knee. Breathe in, lengthen with your inhales. On your exhale, see if you can twist a little bit more from mid-back. Breathe in and lengthen. If your arm's starting to get comfortable on that, you can take your left elbow to the outside of your right knee. Inhale tall, and on the exhale, open the shoulders. Bring that left shoulder blade into the body. Open across that right collarbone. Lift up through the crown of the head, and turn your head, chin, and eyes, everything over the back shoulder. And breathe. Enjoy this length and balance of this pose. Feel the opening across your collarbones. One more breath. And with an exhale, mindfully from the upper back, mid-back, then low back, come around. Unwrap your legs. And let's switch sides. So this time you're going to bend your right leg. Bring that heel underneath your body. Right knee is going to be aiming out towards the front of your mat. Get up and sit on that heel. So the heel is right in between your two buttocks. The outside edge of your right foot is pressing into the mat, and the foot itself is aiming back behind you. Then find your left leg, bend that. If you can, cross it over that right thigh. Gonna have it to the outside of that thigh. Press down with the inner edge of your left foot. Find your balance up here. Left hand's gonna go back behind. Get your spine nice and tall, breathe in, and on the exhale, hugging those hips together, gently start the twist towards the left. Breathe in, lifting and lengthening. Exhale, moving from mid-back. Take another breath. If you can, taking that right elbow to the outside of the left knee. Inhale, and on the exhale, move from the shoulders. Bring that right shoulder blade into the upper back. Open across the left collarbone. Lastly, turning your head, chin, and eyes, everything over the back shoulder. Breathe into this beautiful twisting of the organs. That's it. One more. And exhale. Again, mindfully coming back and around to the front. Nice work, everyone. Go ahead. Move your legs out from underneath you. And what I want you to do is we're going to just lie on down on the mat for a moment. We're getting ready to go into shoulder stand. So if you know you use blankets for your shoulder stand, have them close at hand. First, we're just going to do a couple bridge poses, a couple lifts to get our arms ready. So bend your legs, have your feet in front of your pelvis. And using a couple pelvic lifts, first start inhaling, taking your spine up one vertebrae at a time. And exhaling gently down one vertebrae at a time. Do this a few more times using your own breath. All right, now this time we're just going to go up and stay up. So inhale, lifting your spine up one vertebrae at a time, and then clasp your hands underneath your body, wrapping the upper arms under. Then reach down from your hands, your forearms, and your upper arms, and the inner edges of your feet. On exhales, lift up through the sacrum, lift up through the shoulder blades. Breathe into this, lift up through your kidneys. Feel how the underside of your back is lifting up into your spine, getting this nice opening across the front of your body, creating this bridge and this doming of the chest and heart. Take three more breaths. Make sure the inner edges of your feet are reaching down and your toes are still pointing directly towards the front of the mat. Beautiful. With an exhale, gently and mindfully unwrap the arms and bring yourself down one vertebrae at a time. All right, it's time to set up for shoulder stand. So get your blankets if you're used to using blankets for this. And today in shoulder stand, what I want you to do is go up, get yourself into the position. Staying there for a few minutes, first finding your balance upside down. Then today the variation is one leg coming down over the head behind you, the other leg staying straight up into the air, Ekapada Sarvangasana. One leg, shoulder stand. As you go up into that variation, see if you feel balanced in the hips as you do that. All right. Once you have your blankets in position, take, and a lot of times it's easier to roll yourself over and into plow position or halasana first. Then you can clasp your hands once again behind your back, just like you did in bridge pose, and wrap those upper arms under. Try to get your elbows in line with your shoulders, and then keeping your elbows in towards each other, then take your arms up towards your back. This is a position that again asks us to press down through the outer elbows, reaching down and then using your hands as a fulcrum against your back muscles to lift up. Finding lift of your shoulder blades into your back, the lift of your kidneys into your back. Remember how you were just supporting your spine in bridge pose. See if your spine feels as supported in this position as well. Reaching energy up through the legs as much as you're grounding down through your neck, through your shoulders, through your arms. Find the aspects of mountain pose here, even though you're upside down. Beautiful activity in the legs. Inner thighs are moving again towards your back body. Reaching from your inner thighs up through your inner heels and wrapping that energy from your outer ankles back and into your hips. Do both of your side bodies feeling like they're helping lift you equally? Does your belly feel like it's working as much as your spine? Try not to let any part of your body fall asleep in this pose, keeping it all active and working. When you're ready for your variation, again, keeping one of your legs lifted up in the air, with an exhale, start to gently lower the other leg over your head. If you can, touching the toes all the way down to the ground. If not, just go down to a comfortable position. Find both legs again, feeling like they're staying active. And once you're down all the way, ask yourself, do your hips still feel even? Take a couple breaths on each side, However long you stay on one side, make sure you balance it with the time on the other side. For those of you guys who don't do shoulder stand very often or don't stay up very long, adjust and come down when your body tells you it's time to come down. For those of you guys that are used to holding your shoulder stand for 10 minutes, please do the length of shoulder stand that you need and put this on pause. When you are ready to come down, bring yourself either into plow pose or bring your knees to your forehead. Find and release your back if it needs that before you come down. And then gently unwrapping your arms, you're going to allow your upper back to come down as gently as you can, one vertebrae at a time if possible, rolling down with control. And then once your hips come down and onto the floor, take an inhale, reach straight up through the heels, and on the exhale, lower them down, keeping them strong, reaching out through the heels, keeping your back elongating as you come out of the pose, keeping that consciousness with you as much as it was with you when you went in. This is about bringing balance through all of your practice and mindfulness through all of your practice. If you still have the blankets under you, you can just scoot your shoulder blades back a little bit until they're off of the blankets and you find a nice low back release. It feels comfortable to take a couple breaths there. And again, look inside and see what's happening in the inside of your body. How has this pose changed or created change inside of you? In your mind, in your emotions, in your very breath, in your ears. Then those of you guys still with blankets, just gently lift your hips up and take them off to the side. Now it's time for some warm down. Bring your knees into your body, still lying on your back. And if it feels comfortable, gently rock yourself side to side, giving yourself a little massage, some gratitude for your shoulders, your spine, and your hips. Thanking yourself for taking the time to do your yoga this morning. Coming back to center now. Go ahead and keep your legs tucked in. Take your arms out into a T position. Take an inhale, and on the exhale, lower your knees over to the right. If they don't want to go all the way down to the ground, grab onto your blanket or a brick and get them under your knees. If your knees don't like to join themselves once they're over there, take that same brick or blanket and put it in between your knees. Find a way so that your legs can completely relax now. Take some nice, beautiful breaths into your back and exhale. Just let go of effort. Let go of tension. Let go of tiredness. Feel your shoulders relaxing, neck and throat softening, belly softening down. Thanking that low back of yours for all the work it's done this morning. With a nice inhale, go ahead and lift the knees back up and exhale them over to the left, again using any blankets or blocks that will help you release completely down on this side. Breathing into your back, exhaling, saying thank you. Feeling your belly button release down, your legs relaxing. Your neck and throat and shoulders all relaxing down. Ah, it's so good to let go. Beautiful. Bring your legs back into center. What I want you to do is just take and put your hands on your kneecaps and then move your kneecaps together around in a big circle. This should help bring that massage down around your sacrum and your hips. Time to give them some gratitude as well for everything that they've done for you, this beautiful work of balancing your body today. Going around in the other direction now if you haven't already. And come back to center. Once again, just open up your knees and bring the soles of your feet together and just hang on to your legs wherever you can that your shoulders can stay relaxed and down your back. This is cobbler's pose or Baddha Konasana, except we're on our back and our knees are still up in the air, legs are still up above us. Find in this position now a way for your spine to start deeply releasing down into your mat. I want you to start thinking about the crown of your head reaching up and out of your shoulders, lengthening your back of your neck, and your hips moving down away from your waist, lengthening your low back. If there's anything else that you need to do right now to get ready for a final pose of Shavasana, do so now. And if you're ready, just let your legs relax down to the mat and slide them out one at a time. For those of you guys who have been in classes, if you always have a teacher, place a blanket underneath your head at this point. Place your own blanket under your head. Get comfy. Feel your shoulder blades connecting down and into the mat. And just see if you feel fairly well balanced right to left. Just wiggle a little bit and see if you can get your body as balanced as possible. And then relax deeply. I'm going to go through and relax every part of the body in the Shavasana. Just letting go of effort now, letting go of any ujjayi breathing, any warrior breath that you've been using. And just let yourself return now to your normal breath. Close your eyes. Feel first your breath go down and into your legs. And feel your exhale let go of all tension, tiredness in your legs. Feel all your leg muscles deeply relaxing down from your toes through your thighs. Take that same breath now into your arms, down and into your fingers, through your shoulders, and let every exhale release and relax all the muscles, the bones, the attachments. Feeling your arms deeply relax down. Breathe now into your torso, from your shoulders down to your hips. Feel every part of your torso start to relax and release. Your spine relaxing down. The muscles and organs of your hips, your back, your belly, your chest, and shoulders deeply relaxing, softening and letting go. Breathe into your neck and throat and jaw. With your exhale, release and feel your neck relaxing down. Your jaw softening and relaxing. Feel your tongue relaxing inside of your mouth. Your cheeks relaxing down. Breathe into the muscles all around your eyes. And feel your exhale relax all of them. Feel your eyes relax down in their sockets, looking inward. Feel your ears now relaxing down, and feel them turn inward as well. Feel your forehead and all the rest of the muscles of your skull now deeply relax. Feel your brain relaxing down inside of your head. Let the wisdom that you have inside of you now give you whatever message about balance in your life you need to hear today. gently. Start to turn now your senses back outwards. Once again, hearing sounds around you. When you're ready, opening your eyes to bring yourself back. Gently start to bring movements through your toes and your fingers. First doing that, if it's great for your body to do a nice big stretch, do a nice big stretch. And then with an exhale, once again, bring your knees back and into you. Take a couple times to rock side to side. Letting your legs go over to one side and then the other. Reawakening your pelvis and your hips. And then coming over onto your right side. Taking a couple breaths on your right side allows your heart to be lifted and allows you time to think about how you're going to incorporate what you learned here on your mat into your life off of your mat. When you have those ideas clearly in your mind, then let your arms help your body come back up into a seated position, keeping that beautiful peacefulness in your belly. From your seated position, once again, bring your palms together and your thumbs to your heart in the Anjali Mudra. Bowing to honor this beautiful work you've done this morning, bringing balance into your physical body, into your clear and focused mind, and into this open heart. May they always work well together. Namaste.